A flurry of activity from Washington to Ukraine. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. Key U.S. senators getting a classified briefing from the National Security Advisor after President Biden spoke by phone with the British Prime Minister as the State Department relocates the U.S. Embassy in Ukraine out of the capital, Kyiv, emphasizing that it's temporary. Fox's Trey Yingst is in Kyiv.
There's a lot of information going out from the Russians right now, a lot of information going out from the Ukrainians, but what we know is Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has declared a National Day of Unity on Wednesday, the 16th of this month. And he's going to be actually raising the salaries for Ukrainian troops temporarily.
A Facebook post from Zelensky suggests Wednesday could be the day of a Russian attack. But a State Department spokesman says the U.S. believes a window remains open to a diplomatic resolution. A White House spokeswoman saying moments ago an attack could begin this week, but that it remains unclear which path Russia will choose to take. The White House says the U.S. is ready for any situation. The escalating tension rattling financial markets. The Dow down 172 at the close after being down more than 300 during the session. As COVID cases fall again, so are pandemic restrictions, and bipartisan support is growing among governors to drop mask mandates, too.
Colorado Democrat Jared Polis says individuals should take voluntary precautions based on their own risk and comfort levels.
And the truth is, if you're at risk, and I use my parents as an example, they're 77 and my mom has some respiratory conditions. Yes, they do wear medical grade masks when they're out around others, but that should be an individual decision based on the science and the data.
The CDC continues to recommend masking in indoor public settings where transmission is substantial or high, which still includes most of the country.
Fox's Jonathan Sary, the D.C. mayor, says an indoor mask mandate for many places will be lifted at the end of this month. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Nearly 7 years since Donald Trump first announced a run for president, there's a new allegation of spying by the Hillary Clinton campaign, this time coming from special counsel John Durham, who's investigating the origins of the Russia probe against Trump.
He filed a motion relating to a potential conflict of interest within the defense team of former Clinton campaign lawyer Michael Sussman. In this specific motion, Durham reveals that Sussman was involved with someone known as a tech executive who worked with an internet company to infiltrate servers at Trump Tower and the White House. According to the court filing, it says the tech executive tasked researchers to mine internet data to establish an inference and narrative tying then-candidate Trump to Russia. In doing so, the tech executive indicated that he was seeking to please certain VIPs, referring to individuals at a law firm and the Clinton campaign.
Fox's David Spund. Sussman calls the case against him politically motivated and has pleaded not guilty to making a false statement to a federal agent. The internet's still talking about a Super Bowl ad with nothing but a QR code for Coinbase.
The crypto trading platform Coinbase aired their commercial during the Super Bowl, which crashed their web servers within seconds. The 60-second commercial showed a QR code floating around the screen before displaying their website along with an offer for $15 in free Bitcoin for new users. Coinbase's app and website crashed from all the traffic, causing social media to pounce, with some saying that it was a genius marketing move to have such a simple commercial that would bring so much traffic and get people talking, while others mocked the crypto platform for not being able to keep their online servers up during the big game.
Fox's Mike Gunzelman. Recapping Wall Street, the Dow down more than 170 points at the close, pairing heavier losses, though. Oil prices topping $95 a barrel today, but then slipping back under it. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.